Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be back in here in our safe spot together and to have another dynamic discussion. You know, guys, I'm always so excited to come in here, especially after a full week. You know, I have some good news to share with you guys too. I have been nominated for the 2021 CEO International Awards, and I am truly excited and ecstatic over that. So let's hope that I can win or at least place somewhere up there in the top five. You know, it's so exciting to be here. You know, I want you to join in on the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us in all of our episodes. They have opened up a live chat box so you can drop your comments, your questions, or if you want me to reiterate something, let me know, because you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And we are joined in our private Zoom room with the ladies of the Blue Diamond Book Club out of Ohio. Welcome, ladies. It's so nice to have you here with us. And they are a lively bunch. I have to tell you, I really enjoyed my conversation with them earlier. And I know we're going to have a spectacular time during the show. Whispers, did you get your featured cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Oh, my goodness. I'm loving this because it's a little play on the season, and it's the perfect combination for this particular topic. And listen, if you didn't get the cocktail or mocktail of the episode, you are missing out. Tell them. They are missing it. You need to get on our mailing list, on our newsletter, so you can get that fabulous newsletter that is pouring in value. And also, you get the featured cocktail mocktail of the episode. So look, in the description box is a live link. You just have to click on it and subscribe, and you're set. You'll never miss another episode, and you'll also get the featured cocktail mocktail. Don't forget, I want you to join in on the conversation, so please make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. Hey, guys, are you ready to get into today's discussion, when to walk away, relationships? Oh, my goodness. Well, look, this comes to us via one of you guys, one of you whisperers, I tell you. So let's get into this letter before we get into everything. And it says, Dear Sonia and dear Whisperers, I guess all good things can or maybe should come to an end. See, I've been friends with someone for a little over 10 plus years, and we are also in a relationship. As of late, I've just not been feeling as connected, nor do we seem to have the same ideas of what life should look like, what our goals are, and even if we're just moving along out of now obligation because it's been 10 plus years. I guess my question to you is this. How do you know when you should walk away from a relationship / friendship? Wow. Woo. You know, that letter right there was something. I tell you. I better take a sip of my drink on that one. You know, thank you for your letter. You know, I like to start our conversations off, Whispers, with a clear meaning or definition. So today is no different. We're going to get a clear meaning and an understanding of the word walk away. So it means casually or irresponsibly withdraw from a situation in which one is involved or for which one is responsible. So let me say that again. Let me reiterate what that means, what walk away means. It means casually or irresponsibly withdraw from a situation in which one is involved or for which one is responsible. You know, Whisperers, just that definition itself gives how serious this matter of walking away really is. And with that being stated, it's tough to walk away from the person or the relationship you love. But life's about making some tough, hard decisions. Now, you hear me say relationships, so I want to clarify something because this covers a multitude of things. And normally when you hear that word, instantly it takes your mind to a romantic interest. Well, no, relationships can be with friends, associates, business partners, or even family members. This title, relationship, encompasses a large degree of relationships. So there are certain things in a relationship, be it from friends to partners, you should never compromise on. And a toxic relationship is something that will constantly keep you unhappy, it'll keep you stressed, and completely miserable. So we're not speaking on that toxic relationship. Because toxic relationships are something that really pulls you down and wears upon your soul. I guess this brings us to our question. Is it okay to walk away from a relationship? Well, yes, Whispers, it is okay to walk away from a relationship. And it's okay to walk away from relationships that are toxic, as I stated. And if you feel unhappy and dissatisfied in your relationship, it is not wrong to find your happiness. So, but there's also another side of that coin. It's a two-way street on that topic. Yes, it's okay to walk away, but there's a big but there. And I know some of you are really like, what? Yes. I'm saying if you're in a relationship that isn't healthy from a friendship or further, you need to step back and step away. Because that's what we're talking about, when to step back from that type of a relationship. I'm not speaking in the text at all, so don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Because, see, now, there are some people that ask this question, and it's really a hidden agenda that they have going on. You know, well, do you think I should walk away from my relationship? But they really haven't put any effort, no forethought, no nothing into the relationship. But they want you to kind of co-sign on that fact. So that's where I said it's a two-way meaning, and it's a two-way street, you know. Many relationships thrive when we honor our commitments, keep our promises, spend quality time with ourselves and with our mate. And a lot of times when I hear this question, it makes me look a little deeper and tap a little deeper into this topic. And even when clients come to me and this seems to be the topic of discussion, well, you know, I think we may have come to the end of the road. Well, how many roads have you been on that have just ended, or just ceased immediately? Not that many. So, you know, I get to thinking about things, and I always ask them first and foremost to pause. And I know you're thinking to myself, well, why would you ask them to pause? Because there's power in that pausing. And there's so much that people can really see. See, some of you may have answered correctly on why we need to pause. Because emotions run hot when we're dealing with stressful situations in our relationships. You don't forget because, you know, a lot of times people are already, their tempers are flared. They said this and they said that. And there's emotions that are flying and flailing out of control everywhere. And sometimes we have heated conversations and arguments that leave a feeling like you are breaking into or you have that end of the road. But this is the thing. I have to ask you this. How many times have you heard that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Well, I hate to tell you all this. That statement is really false because words have power. Words have hurtful meanings behind them. Because if they didn't, people would not be so hurt and they wouldn't have such deep emotion behind it. So sometimes when I say to pause, means that to halt, don't say anything, don't bring forth anything, even in a heated discussion, because unfortunately, you can never go back and rewind and take the words back that you stated. See, sticks and stones, oh yes, they will definitely break your bones, and words will definitely hurt you. And especially when they're inside of a relationship, be it from your mate, partner, your best friend, your family member, those words hurt. And they play back like a recording over and over and over. And unfortunately, those words cause damage. So the power in pausing is something that people have to learn because that's what changes the dynamics in relationships. When no one is willing to, there's no ebb and flow in it, and no one is willing to pause and wait and not say something in that heated moment. Now, I want to discuss with you all a few other factors that you may need to consider in depth on why you may need to leave your relationship or maybe rethink the relationship. And, you know, I always tell you guys at some point in time that you need to either pin mark the episode so you can come back and listen to it or take your notes now. And also, don't forget, if this doesn't apply to you or you know that it can help someone else, share it with them. Because that's why we're doing this. We're pouring value into each other. And the ladies are like, oh my goodness, I never thought of that old saying of sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And it is true. Words do hurt. And one of the ladies in here said that in her relationship before her divorce, that seemed to be the biggest thing that caused the major obstacles in them being divorced is the words. And it's true because those words vibrate and they have a decimal that really penetrate and land in the heart. And so that's why pausing is such a key element. And being mindful of what we say from our mouth to our partner's ears, to our partner's heart, to their brain. Woo! I told you, we dropping jewels in this conversation today. So here are a few things that I want you to take some notes on and some points that may help as well. And make sure that, you know, if you have questions, put them in the chat box, just like the ladies just did. You got comments, put them in there because we are building this conversation out. So here are a few reasons you may need to walk away or rethink or readjust in certain ways. Okay, so they're not in any particular order, but the first one that we're going to talk about is they don't respect you or you don't respect them. Respect is the essence of any successful relationship. Did you hear what I just said? Okay, wait, I'll repeat it. Don't worry. Respect is the essence of any successful relationship. And when there's a lack of respect in a relationship, it indicates an imbalanced partnership. And if you feel your partner doesn't respect your feelings, though, your thoughts, your goals, and your needs, you should be concerned. Now, there's a difference here. I want to give you a very good example of this, okay? So let's say you give your thoughts and opinion on a matter to your significant other or your friend or whoever, and they disapprove of your decision, but they belittle you and your thoughts regarding it. Now, notice what I said. They belittle your thoughts on the matter. Now, it doesn't mean like they're going to approve of anything because, you know, they're thoughts. And there are certain things that we say and our opinions that we may not agree with the person, but we don't belittle them or make them feel like they are foolish for saying the things that they did or said at that moment when they're being transparent with you. But see, if your partner does not respect you or you don't respect them, and you notice that you are berating them, there's a problem. That's your red flag. That's not even a yellow flag. That's a red flag for you. So then the other thing is this. Number two would be this. There's no trust between you two. So if you really think about this, first of all, if there's no respect, how possibly could there be trust? Seriously, if there's no trust between you two, your relationship is bound to crumble. And it's going to crumble anyway because there's no respect there and there's no trust. And when your partner knows about your insecurities but still does not feel the need to resolve or gain your trust, there's a major, major problem. So look, we got two major factors here. We got no respect and a lack of trust. What are you building upon? A foundation that is already crumbling. Because those two in itself are major things. When do you walk away? There's no trust. There's no respect, leading to no love. Because when you have no respect, no trust, you cannot have real love for one another. Whoa, mind blowing. I know. But see how we are connecting those dots? And so when we go from the no respect, no trust, no love, they don't value Y-O-U, and you don't value them. Oh, my goodness. See, love blooms when you value each other and care for each other. How in the world am I making these steps here? Hold on a second. We walking down a pathway. We have a pathway that we're flowing through. And I mean, it's going just perfectly. And if you skip one of those little blocks, you're going to fall into the water. Because we have to have respect, which leads into trust, which leads into love, which leads into value that causes everything to bloom and to come together in a healthy accord. Oh, my word, whispers. Did we do a full circle? Did we do a curve? We made that curve. You saw that circle? So when is it that you walk away? Oh, I'll tell you. When there is no respect, that leads into no trust, that leads us to no love, that gives us no value. You got your answer right there. But you got to remember one thing that she had stated in her letter. something that rang out like a bell in my ears. The letter stated, I've just not been feeling as connected, or we seem to have different ideas and goals. Well, something that's missing also is the connection of where does this person, their feeling, their emotions lie. Do they have that respect for her? Do they trust her? Do they love and do they value? We don't know, because we have one side of the coin. And there's always two sides of every coin. And then there's the gray side, the gray, which is the middle that we have no real connection to. But let me say this to you all, whispers. The one thing I did say that is a deal breaker is this. If you find yourself in an abusive relationship, and abuse covers a multitude of things. There's verbal, emotional, and physical abuse. Then if you have that situation, then that's your definite, clear sign that you need to leave. And you may not be at a place where you can just leave, but you have to develop a plan. And that's what you need to do, is develop that plan. And there's organizations that help with this. And there's the domestic abuse hotline. And I'm going to give that number out right now at 800-799-7233. They are available to you 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. And they will help you and they will guide you. And then if it is such a dangerous situation, you can call 911 and order a pizza, and they will know that you are in danger. So those are some things that, and key elements that you need to remember, but that is a definite of when to walk away from a relationship. So, see, whispers, these are valid reasons that I gave you and things that you have to look at in that ocular view, not a singular view, because it's a two-sided coin, as I stated. Because if there's a lack of those qualities, that respect, that trust, that love, that value, then you need to step back and see if this relationship is worth the value that you're placing in it. Because this is the thing, you don't want to look at a portfolio that you've been building, and lo and behold, you find out there is no equity in it whatsoever. Remember, I always talk to you all in the terms of building value. Because, see, it resonates with you, because if you think about the money aspect of things in our lives, it's even like, even if you're trying to save to accomplish something, you know what you have to do or what you need to scale back to be able to meet that requirement. It's the same in our relationships that we have. We have to be focused to know what we have to scale back or what we need to invest in to have it thrive and keep moving. And so those elements that we talked about is something that you really have to look at. Because if you think about it this way, if we had a vintage car or maybe an antique in our possession, like maybe somebody left you a beautiful antique dresser or a beautiful vintage car, but it needed just a small amount of investment in it to bring it to that true value, that let's say if you was going to resell it, that it would give you the full value of what it sells for. You would do the little work that it needed and those little tweaks to get it correct. So the value would be there and it would accumulate and it would be sold for that profit. So our relationships are the same thing. We don't just throw them away because there is some sort of hiccup in that relationship. But if it's a major hiccup, in the relationship, then it's time to take stock and to really reevaluate if you should walk away. Whew, told you, Whispers. This conversation is one that we need to have, and we need to have often. And we need to tap into each other as far as it goes as relationships, be it from friendships, matters of the heart, or from, you know, those business partners. Because we have to be realistic with the things that move forward. So what can you do to tune up the relationship? Let's say we see something, but we need to tune it up. Sometimes it takes us to do a little self-examination on our end, meaning look at, have you been putting in the effort, or have you changed and need to see things differently about how you and your mate are moving? And sometimes by doing that self-examination, we may see that person didn't change as drastically as we think they did. It's us. And that's where the realistic look has to be. But then you also have to let yourself be open. Oh, my goodness. I can't begin to tell you how difficult and how challenging this can be for some people. Because you have to start to close off and alienate yourself from your partner. And you're starting to move conversations differently with your partner. But you have to let yourself be open and let them in so that vibration can start to flow freely again. So it takes the self-examination. It takes you to be open. And it also requires that you remember the small things that really attracted you to that person. And sometimes if you can remember what it is that connected you to, even if it's your best friend, what value they added to you, sometimes it's the tipping point of the scale that tips in the right direction for you. But I'm not saying that if it's a one-sided relationship, that it's like, oh, well, good. Okay, we keep this thing going. Nope, I'm not saying that at all. See, Whispers, I know you guys thought I was going to come in here and just give you like the clear as bell answer. But this is the truth of the matter. There is no clear as a bell answer. There are things that you, as the ones that are in the relationship, really know if it is the right investments that you all are making. And see, sometimes it takes a little professional help for the balances to become right. And seeking that professional help can give you clarity. And all the time, when we're seeking clarity, we have to be open to what it can mean. So back to that letter again. You know, when she stated that statement in that letter about it seems and it's feeling, that's all emotion. So sometimes we have to pull our emotions out of it and look at it for what it is. Have we taken the time to help our mates to understand, or our partners, our friends, our family, to really understand what we need from them? And that communication sometimes can be difficult if you're not accustomed to doing it. So what am I telling you your takeaways are then? How do we balance our scales out, Sonia? Well, don't worry, I got takeaways for you. You know I do. So first and foremost is this: don't be so quick to throw in the towel. Don't be so quick to jump off the edge of the cliff at that with your relationship or relationships, because you just may be throwing away value. Also, have the hard conversations. If you're not talking to each other, how can you resolve things? But if you're not listening to each other, how do you resolve things? Because we can speak and we can hear, but there's a skill in listening. And I don't know how many of you all really possess the skill of listening. Because, see, when we listen, we are really taking in what the person is saying. It's almost like having a fine, fine meal. And you're enjoying the meal. You're not rushing through it. It's on your palate. You're enjoying it. You're chewing it. And all the aromas and the flavors are filling your mouth and your nostrils. And you finally have that swallow. And it is so divine. That's the same ability of what listening is. I know. The ladies are like, wow, never looked at listening that deep. But it is that deep. And then the other thing is to be open and be able to receive what they're saying as well. And being able to receive means that we're going to be open and honest about our feelings as well. And do the needed work that has to be done. Because if that's that heirloom or that beautiful vintage product that you have, you're not going to just throw it out on the trash. You're going to invest in it and you're going to take care of it and you're going to nurture it. But if it's a dangerous situation, you are going to release and let go and move forward. And do not just settle. Because if you just settle, you will see that it is going to be such a miserable course in your life. Because you cannot have true happiness when you settle. Because there's no respect. There's no trust, which brings in no love, which brings in no value. So if you are lacking any of those pillars, and they are definitely not there, and they are not even anything that is going to be constructed, nor found, nor placed, nor anything else, then that's your red flag, and you know what you need to do. You know, Whispers, I always tell you all, this is our safe zone. And we can talk about a little bit of everything and anything with no judgment whatsoever. If you want to tap into me and work with me, we've put a live link in every episode that you can book a 30-minute consultation, and we can build out things and really get things going. So I encourage you to tap into me as well. And always come back, because we're always going to have more discussions. We're going to pour and place value here, because that's why Whispers in a Bottle is so important. And I appreciate you all being open enough to allow me to read your letters and to have them on the show and to even be in our Zoom room and to freely have the chat going. And these ladies are in this chat box and they're going with it and they're stating things. And yes, it is true that to walk away is one of the hardest things that sometimes has to be done. Because especially when it's that level of love and commitment and heartache that goes along with it. And I will never say that it is simple, never. But there's things that you have to look at and be realistic with. You know, I can't thank you all enough, and I look forward to us always getting back together. I want you to come back next week, because we got another dynamic topic, and it's on, are there laws to attraction? Are there really laws to attraction? I know. I can't wait to talk about that either. And listen, you know I want us to connect. You know I want you to join me. I'm on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. Or if you're just on Instagram, just go to whispersinabottle_podcast. Come and join the Facebook group, because we got a lot of new followers. And I'm thinking that we should have like a little mixer or something. And you guys get to know me better. Ask me some questions. Be in our little Facebook group at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. There's no S on whispers on Facebook. So it's Whisper in a Bottle. And then I'm on Twitter at www.twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE. I spelled it because I still get messages that you can't find us. It is it's spelled a certain way, and it's Whispers, capital W, Whispers, capital Bottle, all one word, Whispers Bottle. And so, look, we look forward to connecting again next week. You are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LaRae, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. You know what, guys? Please be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Keep our little people safe. And remember, have a great weekend. Tap into your friends and family and share Whispers in a Bottle with them. All right, guys, until next week, have a good one.